Hey, everybody. Welcome to the first episode of Dustin Does. Today, I'm going to be doing a quick 5 to maybe 10 minute recap in regards to the posts that I do daily on Instagram. And what I try to do there is I try to post either inspirational, motivational things that try to help people, help them get a little bit better in their lives, hopefully give them something to think about. And things that I found that personally have helped me over the years and helped lead to the different successes that I've had in my life. So today, I talked a lot about image, and I talked a lot about the thought process of how you perceive others and how you think that they are perceiving you. And I think one of the things a lot of us struggle with is that we have a perception of being worried about what other people are thinking of us. Do they like how I'm dressed? Do they like the car that I'm driving? Do they like my speech pattern? Do they think I'm cool? Do they think I'm hip? Whatever the case may be, there's always something to that. And I think as we get farther and farther away from that, and for lack of a better term, living inside of our own heads, in the sense that we are not paying attention to the voices and the interpretations that we have, our own particular fears that we're projecting upon other people, the more that we are able to move away from that and actually pay attention to the truth and what our own truth is, the better off we're going to be. So just to give you an example of what I'm talking about. One of my own personal insecurities that I've had in the past, I've had relative success in my life. I'm doing better than 99% of the world, as pretty much anybody listening to this that has a smartphone, computer, or anything that's able to listen to a podcast is able to do. You're doing better than 99% of the world, right? So we've won, essentially. We've got a great lives in this country and what we have available to us. However, sometimes when I'm hanging out with somebody that's really, really successful, somebody that's made millions of dollars a year or what have you, I think to myself, what's different with this person? Why haven't I achieved that? I'm projecting my own insecurities onto this person. This person's not thinking that. They're just judging me as a human being. On the other hand, that person may be thinking, and I'm just speaking hypothetical here, I can't say this for sure, but they may be thinking like, hey, I envy this guy because he's got a great family life, or he has other great aspects of his life that are really, really important to that individual that maybe aren't so great in his life. He may be very rich financially and wealth-wise and material possessions, but may be completely dissatisfied in other ways. So those are some of the things that that's one example of how we project our insecurities onto others, and then we are afraid of other people's judgments, even though may not necessarily be truly what the other person is thinking. So my advice would be live within your own head. And when I say that, I don't mean being self-centered or being narcissistic or anything of that nature. What I mean is pay attention to what you're trying to achieve and what you truly are good at, and not be concerned about what other people are thinking. And I think the simplest way to do that is just to recognize it. Spend a day and roll that day into a week of actively trying to notice when you are projecting yourself onto others. When you notice a thought in your head saying where you're comparing yourself to another person and you're feeling insecure. And I think if you do that, that's the first step. That's the awareness factor saying, wait a second, this is my own mind playing tricks on myself. I have no idea what this person is thinking. I'm just projecting it on that person. And once you notice it and you realize that that voice inside your head doesn't have power over you, you can choose to ignore that voice. That's huge. That's absolutely huge. So that would be my first advice in terms of being able to do something with that. I've had success with that myself. I found that to be very, very helpful. And I hope that helps somebody out there as well. Of course, if you do find this advice helpful, or if you want to have chat with me or talk with me, I'm very easily reachable. Probably the best way to get a hold of me is on Instagram at DustinDoes1. That's the digit 1. And I appreciate you taking the time to listen to what I had to say. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.